Pleasure to welcome in now the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanny, how we doing, man?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you for being with us. And we're going to talk, first of all, about this enormous task, which is facing the Giants, Eli Manning, that passing game for a secondary that unfortunately has to go one last game without Joe Hayden. How do you see that shaping up?
It's going to be a little tough because we all know Eli. I mean, he's just he's developed into a just a great quarterback. I mean, you're talking about a guy who I think has had 23 straight games with 200-plus yards. Obviously, we know his track record, his family track record. It all starts with his dad, who we know was a darn good quarterback. And then he's got a brother that's also that's a good quarterback that we've possibly heard of. But Eli overall has just developed into a great quarterback. I mean, he's a leader with the Giants football team, a guy who's won big games.
Sure.
And we're going to have our hands full. Obviously, we're going into this game without Joe Hayden another week, and we'll be happy to get him back next week. But, I still feel pretty good about this one. You know, you can call me crazy, and I always say that because our football team has been doing some good things, and but it's not going to be an easy game in Giants Stadium, but it's a game I think we can win.
All right, so let's start there. With regard to the matchup that I think would be the biggest concern, the Joe Hayden-less secondary against Eli Manning and some Giants receivers that have talent, but they too have some injuries just like the Browns receiving corps does. What is it? When you're facing that kind of quarterback, as smart as he is, as able as he is to see and adjust, and his game, like his brother's game, like his father's game, is all about, you know, knowing what they're seeing and reacting accordingly. So when you're looking at that from the secondary perspective, when you know you've got that kind of guy, and you've faced those cerebral quarterbacks through your years in this league, Hanford, what are the keys to dealing with that?
Well, first of all, obviously the preparation. You want to know just as much about Eli as he's going to know about you. Because one thing you know about him, he's going to be prepared and he's going to be ready to go. And what you also have to do as a secondary, as a whole, you have to try to disguise your coverages, not give away what you're doing too fast, because Eli's too smart of a quarterback. I mean, he's a guy, he's going to come up to that line of scrimmage and he's going to take you to the limit to get where you need to, where he thinks you're going to be as far as defensively. And then if he thinks he's got an advantage on changing a play or something, he'll do that. So you have to disguise your coverages. But what you cannot allow is the big plays. You have to try to keep everything in front of you because, obviously, Eli, I mean, the kid hasn't gone 23 straight games with 200-plus yards passing for nothing. I mean, you know he's probably going to get his.
Sure.
But you have to minimize the big play. Can't let him get any big plays. And then you have to tackle well. I mean, that's going to be very important in this football game. If a guy come up and if he catches a pass in front of you, come up, make the tackle, wrap up. Don't let him break it for the big play. But Eli is going to get his, but still, we can still win this ball game.
Another thing I like about the Browns' defensive outlook for this game is the pressure they're able to bring. And watching what they did in that game last week against the Ravens, the pressure that Billy Winn, John Hughes, that whole front, Jabal Sheard, consistently placed on Joe Flacco, 4 sacks, and having him out of his comfort zone. Obviously, that's going to be huge on Sunday.
Well, and that's another thing, and you're right. That's another thing that's really makes the secondary feel really good when you know you have the guys up front that are starting to come, that are starting to put the pressure on the quarterback. And you mentioned those guys, and a guy that I really like is I like Hughes, and but Billy Winn. I mean, this guy, his motor just never stops. I mean, he is just constantly harassing quarterbacks. And I've said all along, Vic, and you've heard me say it time and time again, with, I don't care who the quarterback is, If you put enough pressure on the quarterback, regardless of how good he is, he's just going to turn into an average quarterback. And if you see those guys starting to harass Eli Manning, get some hits on him, pressure him, do some things that make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket, regardless of who he is, he'll throw us some. But the thing is, when he throw it to him, we have to capitalize on the opportunity.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Henny, when we also look at this Browns team and where it is after four games, some of the, I guess the you don't have any highlights when you're 0-4.
Yeah.
But I think you can view this quarter of the season in one respect, and that is, in my mind, that there is encouragement on the offensive side of the ball, that we know the capabilities and talents of what you have at quarterback, what you have at running back, where you can see the progress being made at those particular positions. Wide receiver, not so much. That's got to come along. But are you getting a sense that the needle has moved significantly on offense? And I know you started off by saying you could see this team winning a game in New York in week five here, which is not going to be, we know how tall a task that is, but for you to say that, you got to be believing something's positive on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Well, Vic, and yes, but what's so frustrating is, I mean, we're just so close. I mean, we're just so close to having a W, and I see progress, and you hit on some of it. I mean, let's start with our quarterback. Talking about a Wheaton. I mean, a kid I think is just making great strides. I think he's getting a grasp of the game right now. I think the game has slowed down a lot for him since his first game. He's not afraid. I wouldn't say he was ever afraid, but he goes out there now like is his thing, like he's the man right now, right. Like he can conquer anything out there, and I like that. It was obvious in the last game, a game that I think he could have easily had over 400 yards passing the football, pass that he threw the little that he's just got to catch, and Little be the first one to tell you should have caught that football. But again, it all starts with our quarterback. Also, Trent Richardson, a guy who I think has three touchdowns and each rushing touchdown in the last three games,
and team had four all last season.
And the team you took the words right out of my mouth. You're exactly right. But he's not doing anything but getting better week in and week out. So that's encouraging. Our offensive line, where I think the game is controlled on the offensive and defensive line of scrimmage. Those guys are getting better. We are so close on offense. We're starting to put some points on the board, Vic, and if we continue to do that with the way our defense is improving, we are going to win some games here.
You know, the promise in that of that, or the hope of that, I don't know if it's a promise, but it's certainly the hope that you cling to as a team. I think you also have to wonder and worry about that feeling of Ofer. And when you haven't won a game, how hard it is, Hanford, to keep that confidence level as where it needs to be, to keep believing you're striving to something. That's a tricky dynamic for players.
It really is. And that's where and you know, you have a guy like a Trent Richardson, who is still a young player, but a guy that's used to winning. Mm-hmm. You have a Brandon Wheaton, who is the leader of this team, is the quarterback. You have Thomas, guys like that. And, you know, I agree with you, but, you know, I also get the sense from these guys that these guys are coming out and they're working harder and harder and harder because they know they're close, they know they can win, and they know they're going to win. And I keep saying it, if you keep believing you'll win, you'll usually find a way to win. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to happen with this football team. They're fighting, they're scratching, they're clawing, and they know they're good, they know they're young, they know they're going to get better, but still they know they're going to win.
Yeah, and your points are well taken about the recent past of these players winning at the collegiate level, national championships to point to if you're Trent Richardson, and just general success for a lot of these guys who haven't known anything different until they've gotten here now, and they see, I guess, how difficult it is to get a win and keeping it together. And you're right, the leadership of this team is tested from Pat Shurmur on down, to make sure that everyone can still believe that okay, it's not happening now, it will happen soon, or sooner rather than later. And I guess that's the mantra, because the mindset of winning and losing is so fragile, right?
Yeah.
Losing can beget losing mentally, just as winning gets you on that roll.
But you can't even let it, even though you're 0-4, you can't let it even creep into your mind, because, there's still a lot of football left, a lot of games left to be played. And I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but it can happen. These guys can start by winning Sunday, winning this football game against the Giants, and who knows, then you start to roll. You can roll. And it sounds crazy, but who knows? It can happen. And that's what you have to believe mentally, because it's a long season, and still there's a lot of games left to be played.
Hanford, thank you so much.
Oh, Vic, you're welcome, man. You know it's always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you, my friend.
Looking forward to Sunday's game. He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, and he joins us here regularly on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.